Amen, right? It's so amazing, last maybe several weeks, our choir anthem is really go with the message. So we are not alone. That's the message today. So we can go home, huh? Thank you, Josh. It was great. Today is our commitment, so-called Commitment Sunday. And I would like to begin today's message with praising together. Praising together. So open your hymnal. You have hymnal in your pew, right? Open your hymnal. Page 77. We all know this hymn, How Great Thou Art. We're going to sing together first verse only. First verse only. Maybe we can repeat, refrain one more time if we feel like it. Okay? So we're going to sing together How Great Thou Art. First verse. Isn't it wonderful that we sing together as a faith community? Isn't it wonderful that we all praise God together in this worship? You know, I love this moment, this church moment of praising God. I shared with you before, this How Great Thou Art is the hymn that I sang with one of my church members during my second appointment in Cincinnati. When she was on a hospice bed and dying, she wanted me to sing together. So she and I opened a hymnal and we sang together several hymns. Remember, she's easily out of breath because of the last moment, right? But I remember she sang really hard with all her heart. How great thou art! I cannot even picture her praising on a hospice bed. Beloved church families, this is the Sunday that we celebrate God's provision that God will pour out onto our lives in present and in the future. I remember when I had a surgery removing my thyroid cancer. The doctor told me prior to the surgery, she said that you're not going to have a good voice like you do right now. After the surgery, your voice probably get changed. Maybe you probably have a really weak voice. And forget about singing. That's exactly what doctor said. You're not able to sing. Remember last year, on my commitment pledge card, I wrote this along with my financial pledge for 2023. I wrote extra saying, preach the gospel more. Praise God more. Remember? Nevertheless, the reality I faced after the surgery, I committed to preach more the good news. I committed to praise God more. Last several years, my voice was not really good enough. I was really good at singing before the surgery, you know. I majored classical music, vocal and conducting. But my voice was not able to, you know, sing it that high note. But when I write on my pledge card, I pray that God will provide the voice that I need so that I can preach and praise more. That was my prayer when I wrote my pledge card last year. And I believe that God answered my prayer. Amen? Amen? I truly believe that God responded my commitment. I noticed from this early this year, my voice is getting clear and able to sing, hit the high note, a little bit more. So I believe that God answered my prayer and my commitment. Church, our commitment revealed our expectation from God. Let me say that again. Our commitment reveals our expectations from God. Each commitment is, in essence, a prayer, a plea for God to pour out God's abundance and God's provision upon our lives. We are living in this generation. In this generation, many words have lost their true meaning as we had them before. For example, like a dignity, honor, responsibility, accountability, commitment, promise, pledge. Maybe we all lost the true meaning of all these words. I'm sure you will come up with many other words that lost the true meaning. It seems like people these days are afraid of dealing with the true meaning of these words. Dignity, honor, promise, commitment. It's a pledge Sunday. We used to call it Commitment Sunday, right? Commitment, ooh. This is the Sunday that we are celebrating God's provision upon our lives. But somehow the words pledge, commitment, scare people away. And further, that the words distract the true meaning of this special Sunday. People are afraid of it, somehow. But think about it, it's not about me putting the promise to God. This Sunday is not about that. This Sunday is about God, God's promise upon our commitment. This is Sunday is about God's response to our commitment. So I I made an executive decision that I want to change the name of this Sunday from Commitment Sunday to Celebration Sunday. Are you okay with it? From now on, let's celebrate this special Sunday as a Celebration Sunday, because it's about God's amazing provision upon our lives in the future. It's not about what number you put it on the pledge card. It's about your expectation from God, your hope for next year. It's about our faith toward the provision and blessing upon our lives in coming days. It's about God's provision in the future. It's about our faith that allows God's abundance upon our lives. It's about our faith that allows God's abundance. There are so many examples that we can find about God's abundance based on God's people's faith. Two examples that I loved to read in the Bible. The Gospel of Mark, there is a story of a woman who suffered bleeding problem for 12 years. We all know the story, right? All the Gospels recorded that woman's story, but Gospel of Mark specially recorded the words of this woman's thinking. It's really interesting that Gospel of Mark recorded what this woman was thinking about it. In Mark chapter 5, verse 28, it says, "She thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." He thought about it. He was thinking about, okay, if I touch Jesus' clothes, then I will be healed. But at that moment, the moment that she was thinking about it, the healing did not take a place. Not even the sign of it. But this woman believed it and committed, approached to Jesus and touched Jesus' garment. And then we all know the story. This woman got healed because of her faith, because of her commitment. The other story, found in the Gospel of Luke chapter 17, there's a story about 10 men with a leprosy. Do you all know the story, right? These 10 men cry out to Jesus when they heard that Jesus was passing by. "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." The story was really interesting because Jesus Christ did not heal them right there. He did not heal them right there. Instead, he told them to go to the temple and show the priest what happened to them. But when Jesus told them to go, no healing took a place. No healing took a place. There's no sign of their leprosy went away from their skin. Still there. Nothing happened when Jesus said, "Okay, go, show yourselves to the priest." But the thing is, Gospel of Luke recorded that this 10 men with a leprosy, what? When? Went. They believe it. And they went. And then they on the way, the journey to the priest, they got healed. Isn't that amazing? If I were that man, okay, just give me at least some evidence that I could get healed. Just a little bit. But there's no word about it. They just went. They believe it. And they committed to go to the priest. And they got healed. Their faith, their commitment made them well. Amen? That's what happened. That's what happened in all these stories. Their commitment, their faith made a huge difference. Even though the reality has not changed yet, their faith, they're able to see the future blessings. So church, don't get scared about the words from commitment. Don't get scared about it. The word commitment, pledge, all these words is about celebrating God's love, God's blessing, God's abundance upon us. We're church together, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We're church together to follow God's kingdom on us. As we make our pledge for the coming year, that's our expectation. That's our hope and prayer. With the eyes of faith and recognize God's provision in our lives. Let's acknowledge that, the fact that we will face tough situation in 2024, especially all the elections coming up. We will face some challenges. That's the fact. But we are, with our faith, we are able to see beyond the challenges, beyond the difficult situation. That's what my parents taught me. In terms of giving offering to the church, that's what my parents taught me. So they were able to, I am able to see beyond the reality all the blessings that God poured out upon our lives. When I was little, my mother really kept teaching me how to prepare offerings. Right? I probably shared with you before. Saturday night, my mom usually took out the iron, not the ironing our clothes, but ironing the money, cash. No wrinkles on the cash. That's why she ironed all the money, cash, so that she could put it in an envelope, nice envelope, get ready for the offering. That's what my mom usually did. Think about it. Little boy looking at his mom ironing money for the church offering. That taught me a lot. That taught me. It's not like directly, oh, you need to do this, but looking at her, getting ready for Sunday, preparing offering, that taught me a lot. So every time I have a new bill, guess what's going to happen? I save it in the Bible. Doesn't matter whether $10 bill or $1 bill, I put it in a Bible. And then next time, I go to church and then give offering. Use that new bill to put it in an envelope and put on the offering plate. That's what I learned indirectly from what my mother did on Saturday night. Even further, I noticed last week, I opened my new checkbook. I took out my new checkbook, and when I first won, I wrote church name on it, pay to church, our first UMC of Torrance, and I save it for church offering for next Sunday. I feel like I need to do it. I feel like that's what I learned, and that's what I will teach Juliana and Kristen. It's make me really special that the first check of the book, just put it in, church offering. I'm sure, I truly believe that God is pleased what I'm doing it. Even though it's not a lot of money, but it's showing my heart about offering, about my commitment. This year's Jewish campaign theme is growing together in Christ. We're not just growing individually. We are growing as a church community. Amen? The image that I picked is a vine, branches mingled together. Have you seen it, the vine branches, all this tangled together and they grow? The words from John 15, that's the image that I got. As a church together, we are growing, we are mingled, we are believed together and growing. We are building strong relationship with God together. Within our church, we encourage and pray for each other. That's a church. That's what we did today. We need our church families, especially in the midst of everything happening in this world. We need each other. We're not alone. We have you. We have God. Together, we can support each other and follow amazing God's direction. In early church, they all grow together. The amazing they grow together example we can find in the book of Acts, chapter 43. Book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 43. I'm going to read to you. All came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke the bread at home and ate their food with a glad and generous heart, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Imagine, think about it. Early church, they all gather together. They support each other. They share a meal together. That's what the example, the picture of the growing together. Just as grapevines, branches, interward, mingled as they grow. I believe that various aspects of life in our faith community interact and harmonize and growing together, which is exactly what God expects from us. So church, let's grow together in Christ. As we put our pledge, as we put our commitment to God, God expects us to grow together in Christ. There will be some hard times, of course. There will be some challenging moment, but we all know God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen? And God will provide God's abundance upon our lives. Our commitment move God. Isn't that an amazing feeling? Our commitment, our pledge, and move our God. That's what God wants us to do. God wants to pour out God's abundance upon us, upon our church. But we will provide our faith, our commitment to God.